the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Aramis Ramirez started the scoring with a home run as the Brewers battered St. Louis ace Adam Wainwright in a 7-4 victory on Friday night. Jonathan Lucroy's double cleared the bases and knocked Wainwright out of the game in the sixth inning. Willie Peralta was the beneficiary of all that support on his way to his 13th victory. Peralta ties Wainwright and Clayton Kershaw for the most wins by a National League pitcher. Brewers and Cardinals will play again tonight, and you can hear the game on WSAU pregame show at 5:40. Kyle Loesch going up against Justin Masterson. Brewers second baseman Scooter Gennett missed the Cardinal game with a minor injury. He's considered day-to-day with a bruised left index finger. Minor league pitcher Mark Williams has been suspended 50 games without pay for a positive drug test. The Brewer right-hander tested positive for an amphetamine in violation of minor league rules. He pitches for Brevard County in the Florida State League. With 13 new starters, there's a lot of competition for spots on the field among the Wisconsin Badgers. One thing is for sure, Melvin Gordon will be touching the football a lot. Gordon is the second leading returning rusher in college football for the 2014 season. Media day yesterday at Camp Randall. Training camp begins on Monday. Green Bay Packer rookie receiver and former Badger Jared Aberdera sat out practice yesterday with a knee injury. Mike McCarthy said the team's medical staff had not told him the specific problem and he didn't know if the injury was serious, but it apparently is. McCarthy said the injury occurred at a training camp practice on Thursday. Meanwhile, Corey Linsley, the rookie center, missed practice for the Packers. McCarthy says he's got a shoulder problem. Also, many of the world's top senior golfers are a short ride away from the Wisconsin border this weekend. The 21st annual 3M Championship began yesterday at TPC Twin Cities course near Blaine. Rhinelander native Dan Forsman was one under par. Golfing legends Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player, and Lee Trevino are part of an exhibition today at the Twin Cities course. Also, Sergio Garcia takes a three-shot lead into today's third round of the World Golf Championship at Akron. Madison golfer Steve Stricker had a rough start. He's tied for 67th, 18 shots off the pace. Garcia shot 27 on the back nine. He finished with seven straight birdies. Northwoods League, the Woodchucks used a total team effort to hold off a late surge from Lakeshore last night, winning 6-5. They got good pitching and RBIs from Paul DeYoung and Connor Beck. Also, the Woodchucks will have a home game tonight as they take on Kenosha, fighting for that playoff spot. The rest of the Northwoods League saw Kalamazoo beat Green Bay, Wisconsin Rapids over Thunder Bay. La Crosse knocked off Battle Creek. Mankato beat Duluth. Wilmer over Rochester. St. Cloud a win over Waterloo. And Eau Claire a win over Alexandria. Wisconsin's top NASCAR drivers are in Pocono for a pair of races this weekend. The Sprint Cup racers will compete on Sunday. Matt Kenseth will try to improve on his fourth place point standing. State Legion baseball tournament action in Plover. DePere beat Madison yesterday 14-9 in a loser-out game, and Eau Claire eliminated Oshkosh 4-3. Plover and Marshfield were playing last night. Menasha is leading Merrill 2-0 at Baraboo. They're in the sixth inning of that game. It will resume later today. And Nakusa beat Viroqua in the single-A tournament 10-6. And Pacers star Paul George suffered a gruesome right leg injury early in the fourth quarter of the Team USA Showcase in Las Vegas on Friday night. George underwent surgery later in the night for a compound fracture of the tibia and fibula. The rest of the game was canceled after the incident occurred. Team USA is preparing for the World Championships that begin on August 30th. George was expected to be on that roster. That's sports. I'm Tom King.